Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Davis with Andrea Donsky. And when we're growing up, we have this idea of what the perfect life would be like. And for years, you think about the house with the white picket fence and the dog and the two kids, et cetera, et cetera. So, but what happens when you feel like you've gotten all that, but yet you still feel like, wait a second, I'm not happy? So we have got Lisa Henriksen here. We're going to be talking about her wonderful book, I Was Supposed to Be Happy, an invitation for you to find and choose what is true for you. Love that. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Welcome to Naturally Savvy Radio. We are good, Lisa. So what we want to do is set the stage. Tell us a little bit what inspired you to write this book and what it means to truly be happy.
I would say I wrote the book because I, as you said, I lived a perfect life and I really had it all and I changed it and now I live a different life. And realizing and looking around and speaking to people, there's so many people who live a life that's actually not their life. It's a life that they thought they wanted because they learned the right way to live, you know, find the perfect man, find the perfect house, have the perfect job, and all of that. But they've never asked themselves if that's actually what they actually want. So just realizing how many people actually are trapped in that trap, and also how you're not supposed to talk about that you're not happy, even though you have it all. So I think we have a big segment of people just walking around not talking about it because they're not supposed to be unhappy because they have it all. So this is book for this is a book for all of you out there who are like, yeah, what if it's okay to finally say, like, fuck? Oh, sorry, I'm not supposed to swear. Oh. I'm sorry about that.
So oh, that's okay.
I have it all. And I, there's something missing. I don't know what it is, but what if it's actually okay to come out and say it now? So, yes.
Well, you know what I love? I love the what is true for you in the title, because I think, again, if you're always told this is what you're supposed to want, but there's something else inside you, there's maybe something more creative. Not that, you know, having white picket fence isn't creative, but there's something deeper. There's something else going on.
Yeah.
To really look at that. You know, my husband and I used to call that like the paint by numbers. Like, you're supposed to get married, then you're supposed to buy a house, or then you're supposed to have a kid, and then you're supposed to do this.
One,
and but not everybody wants to do that, right? So how do you what if you're in all that? How did you make these changes? Because that can be complicated.
Yeah, so I lived it, and there were so many signals. You know, my body was talking to me. I was not feeling well. There were so many things going on that was pointing to that there was something wrong. But I wasn't really listening because I was never told that it was okay to listen to yourself, to listen to your body, to honor your own wishes and desires. I didn't even know that there could be a different way to live. So just starting to ask questions and just realizing that it is actually okay to have a different life. What if all the boxes that we created for ourselves, they're just boxes that someone else, you know, created? What if that's not at all what we want to fit into? And that was one of the most, you know, most freeing things when I realized how different I am. I mean, I still have got my beautiful kids and I would not want them to not be there for any reason in the world. But I did get divorced and it wasn't because he was terrible or anything. It was just that it was not the life that I wanted. I don't want to live in the red white house with the picket fence and all that. I have my apartment now. I have a different job. The only thing that I kept was actually the kids, of course. but all of the other stuff I changed and I live in a different way because now I know that I can. So, I think you
Lisa,
asked me at the beginning also what happiness is and what that could look like. And the more I choose of what's true for me and the life that I am truly here to live, the more happier I get. Like walking my path. Finally, not someone else's, you know, roadmap to success or roadmap to happiness. It's my way and it differs for everyone. So as soon as people, you know, just realize like, wow, maybe this is not my way. And what would my way look like? How do I want to live my life? Start asking yourself questions of what's actually true for you beyond everyone else's expectations, projections, separations, judgments, and all of that stuff that we're aware of.
I think you make a really good point. And in your book, you talk about how at one stage you had the overachieving syndrome. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think we learned the more we do, the happier we will get. What if instead of doing, we could start being more? And then you would say, like, what is being? I would say for me, to be me is not to do. It includes doing as well, but it's a way of living where you have yourself and you actually enjoy what you do. I lived so much of my life doing and achieving stuff that you were supposed to achieve, you know, have the perfect job. I wasn't enjoying it, but it was the right job, right? And, you know, just running in the rat race, the rat wheel or whatever you say, without even asking myself. And also the weird idea that you're supposed to suffer and that it's okay that you have pain and that your heart is aching and that you're, you know, that's like, yeah, that's just the way it is. What if it's not? What if you're actually here to enjoy being in your body and to enjoy being alive and to live a life that's beautiful and full of fun stuff, not just do, please, 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 just, you know, all of that. What if you don't have to anymore?
You know, one of the things you write in the book, you have a section called Pretty Lisa, and you write, being pretty became an important part of me, an asset, but also my greatest weakness. Talk to us about that. Hmm.
Yeah, I would say, because so many people say, like, oh, but you're so beautiful, it must be so easy for you. But it really wasn't. Because one of the things that I write about in the book, and I think that's the part that has changed the most for me in my life, is to become aware of how aware I am. So what I did, even though I was beautiful, I was trying to fit into other people's judgment of how I was supposed to be because I looked like that.
Yes.
And just stop. When I realized how aware I am of how other people, you know, people project and separate because of the outside of what we look like, when I stopped doing that and becoming aware of, okay, this is the way I look, and it doesn't mean I have to be or act in a certain way. I can actually be me, no matter how I look, then so much changed for me. And to be pretty, like Beyoncé sings, pretty hurts, because there's so much you're supposed to. And also, oh, there's so much I want to say. You know, that if you are beautiful, then that's the only thing you hear as well. What if there are sides of you that are more beautiful? I know now that even though I'm blonde, that's not what's beautiful about me, you know, my curvy body. It's my being. It's how I shine. It's how I radiate when I be me. That's what's beautiful about me. And I just want people, women, young women, to know that the beauty of them is not the outside, the idea of your, you know, your appearance, whatever it is. You don't have to be stuck in that. You can be and like yourself. Stop judging yourself and enjoy however you look.
That's a good
beautiful
point.
Beautiful or not, Lisa, there's nothing like that.
You are absolutely right, Lisa. We're out of time for today, but before we go, we have about 5 seconds. What brings you happiness now? One word or two words?
Be me no matter what. Stop judging myself and just be alive and enjoy being alive.
Well, thanks, Lisa, for those words of wisdom. You can learn more about Lisa at her website at lisahenriksen.com. You can also find her on Facebook. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Be happy and stay well.